Can you hear me, baby? So many days, so many nights, I still... Ooh, my hernia.
That hurt your hernia?
Yeah. Cause I sing with my stomach, babe.
Poor little hernia.
Because I was squeezing.
That hernia is going to leave that body soon. Bye-bye.
Welcome back to...
Welcome back.
Thanks for the Rewind show with Freddie. I almost said Lizzie. Freddie and Lizzie Correa.
Yes. Welcome back. And back in our studio.
Back in the studio. Feeling good. Feeling relaxed. And I'm good, man. Just a little hernia. So we're good, baby. We're good.
Nothing you can't get through.
No. Now that I know about the hernia belts, until we find out if I'm going to do surgery or what's up. But I was going to take a break from comedy. I was going to use that as my excuse.
So, health update. Freddie is dealing with a hernia.
Yeah. I'm trying to manifest not to have a hernia. How do you... I don't have a hernia. How about that?
That's hard to manifest something when, in reality, you have to also be mindful of what's going on, too.
Yeah. You just got to keep a good attitude.
So, we're just dealing with a health, health situation.
Yeah. It's something minor. But you know, there's what you were saying about singing. Sometimes when I yell out, or even playing with the kids, when I'm like, "Good to you, mother," and I just start yelling, I always squeeze my stomach, and it's a bad habit. I don't know, is it? Because now I'm learning how to not use my stomach every time.
That is the opposite of what I've always been told in working out, is that you have to squeeze your stomach. They always say core. You know, with anything, whether you're just sitting down, working out, moving around, they always say squeeze your abdomens. So the fact that you're scared to do that, I'm like, what? Like, I don't know what the heck you were doing to cause that. Because yes, it is, when I researched, one of the causes could be that you over put weight on your body. So excess strain. Maybe you were doing number two too hard. I mean, yeah. Just laughing too hard, coughing. So many things it could be.
So many ways up to now still you retire.
I'm so glad that Usher was able to perform hernia free.
Yes.
And he was performing this year at the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how you take it, because a lot of people had a lot to say.
Not just hernia free. I heard he's still STD free, by the way.
What?
He's still good. He's been clean.
What do you mean STD free? Do people claim that he had it? Have it?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't know about the controversy with Usher? You remember when that chick, the big girl, said that he gave her herpes or something like that?
No, that meaning of the song Let It Burn has a new meaning.
Yeah. That's funny. They played it on the Breakfast Club 6-7 years ago. Yeah. There was a big old controversy. Let me just interject real quick now that I'm on it. But so there was this big girl that claimed that Usher assaulted her and gave her herpes. And it was the funniest thing. So, yeah, six years ago, Usher's lawsuit, and he settled it. I think it was $20 million.
Never heard about this.
Yeah. This is a while back. There was a lawsuit. So this big girl was claiming that Usher, this girl right here, that Usher picked her up from a concert and brought her up on stage, in the middle of a song. And, you know, I guess he was doing the whole singing to her, you know, making her feel good. And everybody's like going crazy, recording, whatever. Well, she apparently ended up sleeping with Usher that night, according to her story. And she contracted herpes from him. So she demanded a lawsuit. Not just her. Another person, too. There was a hairstylist or something like that. But this was
okay. Hold the phones.
Oh snap!
Wait, was he in a relationship at this time with anybody?
I don't know if he was with someone. I know he was with this hairstylist. I'm so curious
because if he was with somebody, I saw the cap or a headline that said his wife has something to say with the herpes accuser. So,
oh,
I wonder if he was with her during this time.
I wonder.
But that is such a heavy claim, regardless if you're with somebody or not.
Yeah.
Especially when you're Usher and that sort of celebrity fame. And to have this kind of story come out, kind of like Diddy,
yeah,
you had to put it under the water.
Oh, yeah. Yes. You definitely got to, like, money. Hush, hush, money came for sure. This is the girl. He picked her up from the audience and then she went into. Now, okay. It's just funny because I'm remembering all the jokes that Charlamagne said on the Breakfast Club. He was going off. It was hilarious. On TMZ, too. It was really funny.
So she claims it's true. He claims it's not.
Yeah. And then I think one of his responses was that she wasn't. This is the funny part. His response was that she wasn't his type.
Of course.
And it's like, oh, damn. What does that mean, Usher? You're not into big girls?
Yeah. What kind of claim is that?
Oh, man. The jokes. I remember hearing the jokes. It was so funny.
Well, have you seen he has how he performs with women in his residency?
No.
What?
No, I haven't seen. I have not seen.
Well, he gets really touchy. I saw clips on TikTok, on Instagram of his recent residency performances. And these are celebrities. Mm-hmm. These are normal people. Doja Cat, I saw her. She was doing like a really provocative move. Well, not a move, but just dancing with him. So basically, this is his thing. He goes during his performance, gets women, puts on a song, and kind of does a one-on-one with them.
So he brings them up on stage. That's probably what he did with this one. No, not on
stage. He goes to where they are. Wherever they're sitting. Jessica Alba was one of them too. It was kind of cute because she was awkwardly dancing with him because she was getting into it. I saw two versions of one that she was awkward and one that she was getting into it. So I'm like, why are these? Because all these celebrities are going to his show. I think Kim Kardashian has been seen going to his show. Celebrities recently are going to his shows and clips are going around where he famously goes out and dances mm-hmm. with somebody.
Yeah.
So needless to say, it's no surprise maybe we're going to get into the story of maybe this is context of maybe Usher's behavior of how he is with women, regardless if they're married or not. I mean, look at Jessica Alba. When I saw that clip, I'm like, whoa, Usher, like she's married.
I'm interested to see because this is all new to me. I know about his herpes. I'm well aware about his herpes.
I didn't know about herpes.
Yeah, I don't even. So he has a residency in Vegas. Where's the venue? Do you know?
I don't.
Oh, it's okay. People could Google. What are we promoting Usher here?
Yeah.
What are we?
Usher, give me some free tickets.
Well, this is already promoting. Okay, mama. Okay. I'm your DJ.
Let's get into it because a lot of people had a lot to say with his performance. Usually in Super Bowl performances, people always immediately have a lot to say to criticize performance.
Mm-hmm.
It's always the game. But I felt like this year people had a little extra more to say.
There was more eyes on the Super Bowl for sure because the whole Taylor Swift hanging out.
Mm.
I mean, there was great for the Super Bowl, especially with people not watching commercials nowadays, and great publicity. That's what I'm trying to get out of my fucking mouth.
Beep. Yeah, yes. That is very true. So Taylor Swift brought more eyes to the Super Bowl. And so let's go ahead and show the clip of why people started talking about Usher and Alicia Keys.
Okay.
All right, right there.
Okay. What the
That outfit, though.
JD, can you believe this guy used to Janet Jackson?
I do not.
Yeah.
I do not believe
Michael Jackson's sister, ladies and gentlemen, used to get f***ed by this guy in that suit. What are you doing, Raider?
Oh no, what is he doing?
He's biting my shoe.
Oh, Raider.
Little bad boy. Yeah, so, okay, so what's the controversy? So he hugs her, okay.
His... No, not just hugs her. Right. I mean, okay, but a little bit before, he, yeah, right there. That's the hug, the...
By the way,
this... leaning into her, like, I mean, his crotch is kind of probably in touching some of her body. You know, I don't think there's any distance between them right there. Come on, no distance.
Oh, yeah, there's no gaps.
There's no gaps. No gaps
whatsoever.
And that's why I feel like in this frame right there, she kind of, she felt his crotch. His
oh, right here?
Right there in that frame, she felt his wee-wee. His
boner?
His crock.
Oh, yeah?
Dang. His cock. Is it his crock?
His crock.
I can't even say it. I'm so excited.
He better be wearing a crock on his cock because he has herpes, ladies. Or he used to contract that.
Crock, cock, cock, you know, whatever.
His crock cock.
There you go. Yeah, his crock cock. The crock cock. She felt the crock cock right there in that frame. And she's like, oh no, it's going to go insane. Usher, everyone's looking.
Swiss Beats is in the back. He's like... Yeah, I like that. I like that.
I don't know. I mean, it, maybe
he's in a bad cuck, ain't it?
That's what some people say.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, that frame, that it looks like it was very spontaneous. I mean, I know you say that they rehearsed the dance moves. I totally get that. I think that's true. But I feel like this is an innocent, like in the moment, like, oh my God.
Do you think they rehearsed it, but he went a little too far right here because he poked her?
I think so.
Oh, look, he's like doing the whole Michael Jackson around the waist, like the moves. Yeah, he's kind of doing that. If anybody is a Michael Jackson fan, The Way You Make Me Feel, where he's following the girl in the street.
That's what I was going to say, reminds
that's,
me of.
He's reenacting. I mean, he has the glove. I mean, this is a tribute. I don't know what he's tributing. This guy's tributing somebody. I don't know what.
I can't get over the socks.
The sock and then the shoes.
It feels like it was supposed to be longer and it fell down.
Yeah.
It feels, or like if that's the look, like it hangs down too much. And I'm like, I cannot get over that.
Well, see, like if God made you to live your life very close to the ground like that, you want to like not wear shorts with dress shoes.
I don't understand. Like, I don't...
This one's East Coast, this one's West Coast.
Baby, people can come at us that know fashion, and I'm always going to put it out there that I am not a fashion, like, queen. Yeah, yeah. I don't know nothing about fashion. I do appreciate...
You know what's up. You know what's up, though.
I do appreciate good clothes and...
I don't know what's up.
And understand, you know, but I do not know fashion. So don't get at me if this is, like, a trend or this is...
I haven't seen anybody... around me dressed like that.
I can't say what I like, and I don't like that.
If I see someone around me dressed like that, it's gonna make me very happy.
Yeah,
it's gonna bring my vibration up.
So
thank you, JD.
Thank you, JD, for this look that I don't know will go down in history as what the
fun
fuck.
Fun fact, his ex-girl, I don't know if they're still together, Janet Jackson, the whole titty thing. She showed her titty
at the Super Bowl.
JD, and JD is like Swiss Beats. He was getting cucked by Justin Timberlake when he ripped off the thing.
Ooh.
Ooh, what are you? How come no one said shit about that? JD was banging that ass. And then JT comes over and just rips off the thing.
So remind me, because that's been so long.
So they were doing a little dance routine, and Janet Jackson, one of the parts was going to be that at the end she goes like this, and then... I don't know. I don't think that was planned. The story goes that he decided, like, just like a little niño, all of a sudden, like, oh, what happens if I do this? And then he ripped it off, and her nipple was, like, right there.
So that wasn't part of the routine? Like, maybe it was part of it, but he ripped it off too much, or?
I don't know. The story goes.
Wow.
I think, let us know.
We'll full make circle. Full circle.
Do you think Justin Timberlake did it on purpose?
Wow. Now, what do you think Swiss Beats, Alicia Keys' husband, had to say about this? Because, okay, people had some things to say, mm-hmm. whether it was wrong, whether it was right.
Mm-hmm.
There's always going to be people that go this way or that way about whether he went, you know, crossed the line. But what do you think his husband thinks? And we'll play a clip because he did react to it.
Oh, yeah. I'm interested because... I don't know, like...
And pause, let me get Raider because he's biting a little bit here.
Raider's being a little bad boy right now. He's being a little bad boy, just like the Raiders. All right, so what do you want to show, my love?
So we want to show Swizz Beatz.
Okay.
His. Right here.
He had a response?
He had a response.
And Swizz Beatz, the husband, just responded in a recently deleted Instagram post. Y'all talking about the wrong damn thing. Y'all don't see that amazing dress covering the entire stadium as if the dudes in the conversation care anything about Alicia Keys. Tonight's performance was nothing but amazing with two amazing.
Hold on, that's not a dress. That's one. That's a onesie, right?
What well, dress? In the beginning of the shot, when she's playing the piano, there is a big like drape. Or like with the bride, what's that called? The train, a beautiful train that comes out. I think that looks like a gown. That's what he was referring to.
Yeah, but if you're trying to defend, that's not you talking about your girl's dress, bro.
I know no one cares about the outfit. I mean, girls do, but that's not everybody. His way
of, okay, all right. I mean, I like what he's saying though. All right, listen. All right.
Amazing Giants. Congrats, Usher, and my love, Alicia Keys. That song is a classic. I think it was My Boo that was playing. We don't do negative vibes on this side. We make history, and then he's promoting something. Let's take a look at some of the comments over here. When you're secure in your relationship, I always find comments like this so damn interesting, as if everything should be tolerated, and if not, that means that you're insecure in your relationship. No, how about some shit is just wrong?
So, a lot to say from this video. Yeah. Let's first talk about his comment right here, how he replied. As a man, baby, I know it's hard to say what would you do because, man, I mean, we're different people, but in your shoes, if you saw that, first of all, how would you feel?
If you were Alicia Keys and Usher,
and it was just somebody, just forget if it's Usher, just if it was another performer.
People set boundaries. Mm-hmm. People set boundaries. So it's up to the marriage to people to set their boundaries. Whether you're gonna get, you know, molested on stage, you know, or make out with Tom Cruise in a movie. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, this is not going to be popular, but I'm going to bring it back to Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. If they're cool with them, if Will's cool with Jada having a relationship with the kid's son, you know, the kid's friend, if that's their boundaries, that who are we to say anything? Mm-hmm. That's their life. We're going to look at it and talk about it.
Exactly.
Because they're public figures.
Will Smith is not insecure. That's the establishment that he has set with Jada, in other words, what he's trying to say.
Exactly.
So as far as the reply, though, about Swizz Beatz, do you think he took it the high road with his comment back to the world?
I think that I think he took the high road, but my problem is that he deleted the post. That's weird.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's good to take the high road, but he should have left that. Maybe he got embarrassed of talking about the dress. If you're trying to defend that your wife is getting touched on stage, you don't talk about your wife's dress, bro. Mm-hmm. You talk about, like, it's cool. Like, be honest. We're performers. This is art. You know, it's a great response. I agree with him. It's fun to make fun of it. But then at the end, he's like, go see Giants at blah, blah. What the hell? He's promoting something. It's like, dude, we're talking about your wife getting molested.
Allegedly.
And it's with permission. I don't think this was spontaneous. I'm sure they rehearsed this.
They had to, yeah.
Yeah, they had to. They had to rehearse this.
Okay. If you can go play the next clip. This is a comment, an opinion of the masses of what they feel after they saw this performance.
Okay.
He changed his outfit to the next scene. All I'm seeing is him holding another man's wife from the back while whispering in her ear. And she's there like... All us that were home watching the game with our girls was just there. You would never do something like that, would you? You would never do something like that to me, would you?
Shorties, no, because we're not performers. Said, we're not.
Performance. Legend goes, the shorties that said it was
are
just
you a
performance
single
today.
Is everyone your, speaking is your about girl
Swizz.
Alicia Keys?
Then Swizz came out and was like, yo, y'all worrying about the wrong thing. My brother Usher killed it. Killed it. I was like, nah, these niggas really be on some Diddy shit in the Hollywood Hills. Like, nah, there's really some weird shit.
Okay.
Okay, Pastor. Yeah, that's
okay.
Good.
I see where it's going with. I see what. Okay, I like this now. I like this. I like what they're going with. Yeah, yeah. I like if they're going into conspiracy, like, yeah, I like that. All right, I agree. So they're having orgies worshiping Satan. That's what they're doing. Why is she wearing red? Why is she wearing red? Tell me why she wearing
Valentine's
red.
For Valentine's Day.
Shit. Motherfucker.
She's not the devil. She's a beautiful devil, if that's the case.
Yeah, there was some devil shit going on. Did you see Sugar Spice or whatever her name is?
Ice Spice?
Yeah. She did this. And she's wearing an upside down cross.
Oh my gosh.
While Taylor Swift and her buddy are just taking shots.
No.
The camera zoomed on them and she went like this to the camera. And then she like leaned over and went like this.
Well, the whole sticking out your tongue is everyone does that. But the whole, I don't know what.
I guess this means Baphomet or I don't know. I need to stop doing it. How about
let's stop
blur
doing
this
that.
Hand. Blur this hand.
I feel like.
I don't want to offend people.
I feel like Alicia's husband wanted to blur this image out of them performing.
You know,
you asked a great question as far as this guy said, like, as guys, would they ask their girls, would you do that?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, they're not Alicia Keys, they're not a performer, but they're asking in an ideal world, if you would put your shoes in Alicia Keys, if you were a performer, if you were up there, would you do the same thing? That's what they're asking.
Yeah, if we have that agreement, yeah. If you were a dancer, I would let you. If you were an actress and that was your passion, like, babe, there's boundaries. But, like, can you imagine a guy getting mad at his girl and she's an actress because she made out with Tyrese or Luis, what's his name, Guzman, the fat Puerto Rican dude? It doesn't matter. It's a contract. It's an art. You're playing. You're pretending. Look at Bert Kreischer. He had to make out with that one chick, and Leanne had to, you know, she was cool with it.
Here's the thing.
That's a good example.
Here's the thing. There has been people that have fallen in love and started relationships when they've had to pretend acting,
right?
Like falling in love. I can give you two cases. I'm like popping my head. Angelina Jolie. And Brad Pitt. They had to pretend that they were a couple. They fell in love. Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman. They played a couple and they fell in love.
Good point.
I mean, if I brought up Google, Liz can bring me a lot of other cases too. Those are just two that come up in my mind.
When you're in the workspace, it happens. Love happens in the workspace. I get it.
Well, it's like there's good cops and bad cops, right? You're gonna have people that they're strong-minded, and their intention is, I'm just here to perform a job, and I love my wife, and if I have one, I'm gonna. But some people. Or maybe their intention was primarily to go in, and unfortunately, you know, temptation comes and they fall. So that's where I think it's a really trickery thing here is when you go into that line, if you're dating someone or marry someone who is an actor or exposes that kind of art, is you have to be strong and you have to have that communication right from the get-go.
Everybody could learn from Jonah Hill. From Superbad, my homie right there. That's my homie. That's Jonah Hill. I have him on the wall because every one of you fuckheads need to learn from him. They tried to cancel him, right? The girlfriend, because of the boundaries he was setting and everything, because he said he wasn't cool with taking pictures with dudes and she was a surfer and this and that. Look, people were going off on Jonah like he's a pussy and oh my God, he can't stand. It's like, no, those are just his boundaries. He wasn't cool with it. And if he's not cool with that, and then she's being like, oh, yeah, whatever. That's disrespecting his boundaries. At that point, it's like, what's going on here? There's no agreement. There's no compromise. We've been married for 19 years. Let's talk about a dance that one time happened at a comedy club. This random drunk chick, when they grabbed me, everybody was like messing around there. You know how we used to hang out at the comedy club and do karaoke, and then people would play music and we would just drink like a motherfucker. Well, this random chick was grabbing people to dance, and she grabbed me to dance like quebradita, like Mexican punka, 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 punka. And some of them, those kind of dances, you dance real close. I've seen it. I've never paid attention. But she just grabbed me, and I started spinning around, and, you know, everybody's laughing, clapping or whatever. And then afterwards, you were like, what's up with that? And I'm like, oh, well, she grabbed me and blah, blah, blah.
She grabbed me. She just put my face in her mouth.
She grabbed me. No, whoa, wait a minute. Whoa, that didn't happen.
That's basically what you're saying when you come up with that excuse.
She just pressed her fat ass against my body.
Okay, that's the same thing I just said.
Her fucking titties were probably touching my stomach. shirt, I learned, I'm like, wait a minute, that's not okay, because I wouldn't be okay with you doing that. I wouldn't be okay if some guy just grabbed you. I would probably go up to the dude and, you know, what's up, dude? I probably wouldn't even say anything. Just fucking deck him in the mouth.
And it's like, we had never talked about that, right? It's just that
we had never talked about
it. It's like, you never could or never can come up with all these scenarios. Like, if this happens, this is what you need to do.
So now we know, if you're on stage, you're not allowed to get followed by Usher. Just so you know, let it be known here on the podcast, I have said, you're not allowed.
You know, our boundaries, we communicate really
I'll let you. Do you want to
get? I'm like Beyonce.
Oh.
I'm beyond, like, I love how respectful she is of her man and how she performs her art.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if Beyonce was in Alicia Keys' shoes. I don't know if she would be the one to be that close with Usher.
Oh, that's a great point.
Like, would Usher do the same thing if he was performing with Beyonce, be all up on her?
That is a great point. Very good point that you bring up, Beyonce.
So,
retort to that. Since you bring up Beyonce, I wonder if she would do that with Usher.
Do you think Jay-Z would be cool with it?
I don't think so. I don't know. But see, then again, I mean, Swiss Beatz is a producer. They're all in the same circle.
I don't know, just knowing Beyonce, because, you know, Beyonce's my girl. I know her.
kidding. Okay, let's look at, we're taking it out of context. Let's go back. I get it, but let's go back. Does Beyonce have a song with Usher? If she had a song with Usher that intimate, maybe. I mean, look at that. They're talking about their first kiss.
Mm-hmm.
So they're talking about their first kiss, like that's very... what, intimate is the word? It's very intimate.
Yeah, very intimate.
So it would Beyonce? I don't think so, because she doesn't have a song with that many men anyway.
And if she does, she's not performing like that in a music video where he is, like, where they're close in contact, where they have to do anything physical.
Yeah, I would like to maybe learn more about, you would wonder if Alicia Keys does that with their dancers. You know how some dancers, the gay dudes come up and grab them and all that. Like, if it was a gay dude doing a dance like that with you, I think I'd be cool with it.
It's a very tricky line. I think it's a matter of what each person allows.
Yeah, yeah. It comes down to the boundaries again. That's what it comes down to. But I don't think Jay-Z... No, you know, Beyonce has an intimate song with Jay-Z. And look, they fell in love.
Mm-hmm.
That's another one.
Me and my girlfriend. I think they announced their relationship that right there, huh?
Yeah, they probably announced it right there. But it's funny... speaking of the Super Bowl, though, like, it brought back so many memories, nostalgia. It was pretty cool. Like, I've been listening to Usher. I haven't told you, but I've been bumping some Usher lately. Like, Confessions was, like, my favorite album. That was one of my favorites.
That's a good album. You got me into that song.
Yeah, because it was, like, around the time when we were dating, like, right before 2004, 2003. It was around that time. And that when that song came out, it was around the time when we had our first kiss.
Well, that song, My Boo,
yeah,
the whole song, I feel like it's about you and me.
Yeah, yeah.
About how describing how you told me to put my lips.
That's true.
Our first kiss.
I had only French kissed twice before that, and I didn't know what the hell I was doing. So, my apologies. I had to learn from movies.
Yeah, I love that song. And then when I heard that she was going to be performing with him, I immediately knew they were going to perform My Boo.
Yeah.
And it's so insane that that happened to be the song that went like crazy with the news because of their performance.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all the songs,
yeah,
that song became like crazy. So, I don't know. Let us know what you think, whether it was right or wrong. Alicia Keys, did she go out of line?
Just to take it another step further.
Mm-hmm.
Just another step further. Adam 22 just recently had a big old buff black dude bang his girl.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the camera guy.
I didn't know he was the camera guy.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Why? Absolutely.
Well, if you're going to let someone bang your girl, you got to be the camera guy. You got to be right there.
Why do you have to? I mean, there's so many layers as to even why you would do that. But okay, yes, so you what have to be the camera guy. What if the guy
goes to a boundary hole that's not allowed and then he penetrates that boundary hole? And then it's like, you gotta,
I don't know. That's so weird.
No, that whole, I don't know. It's weird to us. It's very strange. But his,
that's true.
His podcast.
I take it back. It's not weird.
I've heard.
Different.
I've heard that his podcast, it's all like, he'll have a guest, him and his girl. And his girl, Lena the Plug. She's a porn star too. They have a girl guest, a porn star. They interview her and then they fuck her. And then, so this time it was reversed. I guess this time they had a dude and he fucked a chick.
Boundaries. Boundaries. Those boundaries are wide.
Yeah, boundaries for sure. Yeah. So, I mean, is that wrong? Is that, no, that's their boundaries. They allow it.
Well, it's like values. Everyone has, every person on this earth mm-hmm. has a different set of values, morals, of what is to them right or wrong. Can you tell person A and person B which one of their values is right or wrong? No. So like a marriage, how can you really say, right, if what they do in their union, if it's right or wrong? It might be wrong to you because in your union it's wrong, but it's not wrong maybe to others. So that's why when people see Alicia Keys and Usher, they're applying their morals, their principles upon marriage to them.
Yeah.
So that's why it's hard to really judge whether that's right or wrong.
Like that person said, insecurities. I don't think they're applying their insecurities. Just that it's just their morals. You hit the nail on the head right there. It's their morals. So, and because they're public, it's a public thing, they're going to get criticized. They're putting it out there. Swizz Beatz knew that this was, they agreed, they must have agreed. It's not like a surprise,
I'm sure.
Dressed her, he picked the dress for her. The dress, how dare you?
If he's all about the dress, he must have been all about knowing the performance.
How dare you, Lizzie? All you do is worry about where she's getting touched. How about her dress, bro? What about her dress?
Let me just tell you this. When I saw the first time the performance, uh-huh. I did, the first thing that came through my mind when he touched her was like, whoa.
You thought Usher? That?
Yeah, I'm like, whoa. As a married woman, I'm like, oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Because he's not a gay dancer.
I forget he's married to Swizz Beatz. Usher forgot she's married to Swizz Beatz. It happens. Who knew that Alicia Keys was married to Swizz Beatz?
I knew that. I raised my hand.
But I forgot. I forgot. It's like, you know, but it's like you forget.
Yeah. You're not like following her life or their lives. I think people can kind of gauge what our morals are from just this podcast. Mm-hmm. And it's not right or wrong. Whatever you can gauge that they are, I'm not ashamed to say what mine are. And Alicia Keys is not right or not wrong. It's just that's her thing. And there's going to be another performance to judge. Yeah. So, you know, let it go.
Do what makes you happy. Do what makes you happy. And if they're happy with that and it raises their vibration.
Oh.
Then it's cool, man.
There you go. I love that. Do whatever elevates your vibration.
If Alicia Keys getting fondled by Usher's herpied croc cock, if that bothers you, do me a favor. Find peace in your heart. Find happiness so you can raise your vibration. And click on this video or this video and have a good time. Hit like, subscribe, and leave us comments, man. Love us. We love you.
Yeah, please.